So Gastro One asked me a question, well, asked a few of us the question, where do we stand on the screw cap versus cork debate? It's a pertinent question. I'm sure there's a lot of people ask that question and thinking about it. I'm not sure I have a very strong position on the thing, but I do have some thoughts, which I thought certainly aren't going to fit in a tweet. The problem, of course, the outline question is, is wine better put in bottles with screw caps or with corks? Well, of course, the argument against cork is that so many bottles that use cork get spoiled, particularly with TCA, what we call corked. Now, the problem with that is that cork isn't the problem. TCA is the problem. So it's not really a cork versus screw cap debate, because screw capped wines are highly unlikely to suffer from TCA, although it's possible for other reasons. But they can suffer from problems to do with reduction, which is a bit of a complicated technical thing for those of you who are not interested in these things. But basically, wine does need a certain amount of oxygen to taste good, and if you deprive it of all that, it can actually taste off as well. So it's actually the trouble caused by cork versus the trouble caused by screw cap. In theory, the trouble caused by screw cap is more easily fixed, because it's to do with how you make the wine, how you bottle it, and actually also, if you want to get very technical, the particular liner that is used in the screw cap, because it affects how much oxygen does actually get in. In real summary, I think we should not be getting rid of corks for the sake of it. I think we've got a lot of experience of what happens to a wine when under cork. So I'm certainly not of the view that all wines should be immediately switched to screw cap. There certainly are some wines, especially young, white, aromatic wines, that definitely benefit from screw cap, because they want to be kept as far away from oxygen as possible. But for other wines, it's much more questionable. And in fact, if you think of something like Rioja, there's some real benefits to the cork because of the extended aging that it gets. We know exactly what happens to it. As we develop and do research into screw caps and the liner and how much oxygen gets in and so forth, which I think is something that Jamie Good is best actually placed to answer, I think we may develop enough knowledge of how to use screw caps instead of corks, and then permanently eradicate the problem of TCA. But we're not there yet. So hopefully that's addressed the answer without actually having to put my foot down on either side. Happy to answer any more questions if anyone has them on it, but the real expert on screw caps and technology and the research is Jamie Good. I see there's an article I've got to read in more detail, which I've just skimmed, but very good stuff.